Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble Hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this Hadith is about the intellect's incapacity to fathom God's essence, the mind's incapacity and inability to understand God as He is. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following in his description of the angels, the malaika. He said, "With all the positions they possess, and with their rank near you, and all their love for you, and with their abundant servitude and worship for you, and their lack of attention about you, yet if they were to witness the essence of what is hidden about you from them, they would regard their deeds as insignificant." Right, so nobody can deny the rank and the greatness of the angels in their worship of God, in their knowledge of God, in their astonishment of God's essence, right? This is something which is attested to by all of us, and it is affirmed by the verses of the Holy Quran and the Hadith, right? Nevertheless, like, we have, you know, obviously, they don't die, you know. They constantly worship Allah. They don't sin. They follow their orders given to them. All of these things, but nevertheless, right? If they were to understand what they don't know about God, right, then they would regard their deeds as insignificant. The Imam, in continuation, says, "They would reproach themselves and would realize that they have not worshipped you as you deserve to be worshipped and have not obeyed you as you deserve to be obeyed." Right? So, you know, the angels, with all of their greatness, even they don't have the ability to understand and to fathom God's essence as He truly is. Right? What to say of, us? In a similar fashion, Imam Ali said the following. He said, "We do not know the essence of your greatness." In addressing God, he said this. "We do not know the essence of your greatness. All that we do know is that you are ever-living and self-subsisting, through whom all things subsist. Drowsiness and sleep do not overtake you. Vision does not reach you, and sight cannot perceive you." Right, so in this beautiful hadith, Imam alayhi salam, he alludes to certain negative qualities of God. I mean, he's not affected by drowsiness and sleepiness. Visions cannot see him, sight cannot perceive him. Right, but this doesn't actually describe what he is, right? These are describing what he is not. He's not a physical body, so he can't be seen. Right, he doesn't have a body, so he's not overtaken by sleep. But what exactly he is not something that is. Right? He doesn't die. I mean, he's ever living. He doesn't die. He's self-subsisting. He doesn't rely on something else. He doesn't have a cause. But it doesn't explain what he is. Right. So the essence of God here is not being explained, because, as the Imam says in the beginning of the hadith, he says, "We don't know the essence of your greatness." Right, and then he goes on and explains these negative qualities of God, which we call sifat salbiyya, these negative attributes of God. The Imam explains them without actually explaining what God is, because it's something which human beings cannot fathom. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at the intellect's incapacity to fathom His essence. In the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.